This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. Ghulam Izakzai is the Afghan ambassador to the United Nations.
The Taliban have launched brutal military offensives, already causing massive death, destruction, displacement, and instability in Afghanistan and beyond.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
If the Taliban claim to want international legitimacy, these actions are not going to get them the legitimacy they seek.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. The United States said Friday it would refuse visas to more than four dozen additional Nicaraguans linked to President Daniel Ortega in response to an increasingly harsh crackdown on the opposition ahead of elections. The U.S. State Department said it would refuse entry to 50 family members of Ortega-linked officials, expanding a July 12th announcement of visa restrictions on more than 100 people, including legislators and judges. The announcement came after Nicaraguan authorities detained a 27-year-old former beauty queen who announced a run as an opposition candidate against Nicaragua's vice president, who is Ortega's wife. Authorities have already arrested seven presidential hopefuls as Ortega prepares in November to seek his fourth consecutive term since returning to power in 2007.